Chapter 5. Birth of the Baptist.
In early October, in Ein Kerim, Elizabeth went into labor. Mary had just recently left to go to Bethlehem to live with Joseph's folks for the duration of her pregnancy. The early rains had just begun. As expected, Elizabeth gave birth to a son. By the next day, the neighbors and relatives were stopping by to congratulate Zacharias and Elizabeth and to bring gifts of food, offers of help, and prayers for the family. On the eighth day after the baby was born, Zacharias and Elizabeth, being good religious people, took the baby to the temple to be circumcised at the gate of the firstborn and named, though it was not common practice to wait so long to name the baby, to fulfill the covenant that Abraham had made with God. Zacharias still could not speak. So when the priest suggested that the boy be named after his father, Elizabeth humbly said that the child should be called John. When the priest appealed directly to Zacharias, he motioned for a writing instrument and wrote down his decision. John, beloved of God. Then Zacharias could speak again. He is John, Zacharias said, and John was circumcised. Later, as the story of the birth of John spread, and Zacharias was asked to explain the meaning of the event, Zacharias said, "Praise God, who has been gracious to my wife and to me and to our nation. The Lord is once again moving to save his people, as promised to David, and as the prophets Micah and Isaiah said he would. All should follow the Spirit of God Almighty and obey his laws."